Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. What would it look like to create a financial journey that both builds and protects your money? A journey truly unique to you and your life goals. Our guest today, Faisha Stafford, president and CEO of Life Happens, a nonprofit that gives you unbiased info to help you make smart insurance choices, is here to share how to do just that.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
I love that you phrase it as a financial journey because it truly is. And the journey is going to have some uphills, some downhills where you're going to coast. It's not going to be all the same. So first of all, we've just got to admit to ourselves that our financial journey is going to be unique to ourselves. It's not going to be the same one that you have compared to myself, to compare to Joe down the road. Everyone's financial journey is very unique. And what we need to do is make sure that we have a holistic, true picture of where we stand right now.
Welcome back to the pod. I am so glad to have you here. Now, you may recognize Faisha's name from a previous episode a few years ago. She's a champion for fair and impartial money advice to help us all build and protect our money along the way. She's also a female leader in the financial services industry, which is somewhat rare. So she's also a champion for women in their money and career journeys. In this episode, we're going to talk about that word, insurance. Now, before you decide this episode isn't for you, I want you to take a minute and think about this. It's fun to spend time to build your wealth and grow your money, but where does protecting it come into the plan? I believe money is all about balance. You can build it while you're protecting it. I'm so excited to bring you this episode. I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is the Millennial Money Podcast, and here's Faisa. Faisa, I am so glad to have you back on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me back. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, there's been a lot that has changed in the world.
Yeah.
Since the last time we talked, I feel like every time I talk to someone a second time, it really warrants the question to start out, just how are you? How's everything in your world?
Yeah, exactly. I think we last spoke in 2019, and I don't think any of us expected what we were going to be hit with in 2020. So I'm happy to hear from you. I'm happy you're doing well. We're doing well here too. So excited to share some learnings with you. And especially at a time where everyone is just on edge and anxious about, you know, taking care of the right things that need to be protected. So I thought this was going to be a perfect time to chat with you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 2019 feels like centuries ago at this point. And you brought up the idea that, I mean, everybody is always, of course, thinking about money. But I think these last couple of years have really been more of an emphasis. And there always seems to be this checklist of money to-dos, like the things you need to do to have a quote-unquote successful financial future. But I want to throw it out at you. Like, what do you think are some of the most important things that we really need to know about, particularly if we're just starting out on our financial journey and we're starting out in this kind of crazy time?
I love that you phrase it as a financial journey, because it truly is. And the journey is going to have some uphills, some downhills where you're going to coast. It's not going to be all the same. So first of all, we've just got to admit to ourselves that our financial journey is going to be unique to ourselves. It's not going to be the same one that you have compared to myself, to compare to Joe down the road. Everyone's financial journey is very unique. And what we need to do is make sure that we have a holistic, true picture of where we stand right now. So first thing you want to do when you're looking at starting off on this financial journey is, number one, be honest with yourself. So take a true picture of your financial health. That means, number one, make a list of everything that you own. So all of your assets, savings accounts, retirement accounts, any assets, cars, any property that you own, put that down. Then on the other side, put down what you owe. So your liabilities, your debt, your financial loans that you've already taken for college. And then also on another column, add in your financial products that you're leveraging. So do you already have some type of insurance products? Any annuities, life insurance, disability insurance? Put that down. And then once we have this financial picture of you right now, we're going to look at what you want to be doing in the long term. So look down 5 years from now, look down 10 years from now, and then look out to your retirement age and start thinking along those three lines. Start thinking about what you can do right now to start serving your short-term goals and what you can do to start serving your long-term goals. So very easily, what you can look at is if you've got a summer job or you've got a second job, start creating a savings plan with that income and putting it away to serve a certain goal. So if it's a short-term goal, you want to pay off a certain small credit card, start putting away that money so that you can pay that off. And then if you do have much larger debt, let's say student debt, then start creating a repayment plan. You want to make sure that you're taking advantage of every little dollar that comes in and you're putting it to the best use. So this is all in addition to everything else that you probably already have. You might have a checking account, you might have a little small savings account, but what we're doing here is just having a realistic picture of where you stand at the moment and where you'd like to be further down the road of that financial journey that we're all taking.
I love that. That's like our napkin money
plan, if you will, right? I mean, this is something that we can all do. We can all write that out no matter where we are in our money journey and have that really good sort of picture of not now where we're at, but where we want to go.
Exactly. And you're not going to have everything. You're not going to have the right products. You're not going to have the right balances. You're going to probably look at a lot of debt and you're not going to have a lot in the asset column, but it's being honest with yourself, right? At least you're honest with yourself where you are and having a goal to reach, to strive for, that's what's going to move you along this financial journey on the right path so that you're always headed in that right direction.
Yeah. And one of the words that you talked about that I want to dive a little into deeper into is leverage. And leverage, I mean, I know that leverage is probably one of the best financial tools you can use because if we just think about it like in simplistic form, it's basically using someone else's money to leverage a larger amount of money. And particularly when we talk about like life insurance, disability insurance, really any kind of insurance, of if we're using car insurance, we're leveraging money. We just don't really think about that. But tell me a little bit about like this word leverage. Like, why is this an important piece of our financial journey?
Shauna, I'm going to tell you, I know you love the word leverage. So I made sure to use it because every time you talk about insurance products, you keep talking about leveraging your dollars. Small dollars to leverage into bigger dollars. And that's exactly what insurance products do. So what life insurance does, even like you mentioned, car insurance or disability insurance, is you and everybody else that is buying this insurance product, we are pooling our funds together. And the insurance carriers take those funds and then attribute risk to everyone, how they're living, their health, their age, you know, their occupation and hobbies, and they are taking those few dollars and building up this product that will provide a much bigger payout if you are someone that passes away or if you're someone who likely will get an illness or get hurt and not be able to continue making a living. And so as a consumer, as an American, you can take those few dollars every month, put it towards an insurance product that if the worst were to happen, let's say you get in a car accident, well, those few dollars that you paid that month, they cover you for however many thousands of dollars that you have in your insurance policy. So you're leveraging this policy to pay out if the worst were to happen. And the exact same thing is with life insurance. We're putting in minuscule amounts of dollars. Let's take a healthy 30-year-old, right, who wants a 20-year term life insurance policy. So it can pay $250,000 in the case that he or she passes away within that 20-year period of coverage. That 30-year-old is paying $13 a month to get that coverage. And of course, in the end, if you were to calculate $160 per year times 20, that is nowhere near the $250,000 payout, but you're leveraging this collective of all of us paying into it. And that our risk might be lower. And so the insurance carrier can pay out on those worst case scenarios when someone passes away. So it's a great way to leverage a few dollars to create a lot more security and potential payout. It's incredible. And you know, just like how you're comfortable buying car insurance, you're doing the exact same thing, or you're paying into your mortgage insurance or your homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance, same exact thing. You're paying, leveraging just a few dollars to get much more protection if the worst were to happen.
So where do we get stuck with, I'm thinking it's maybe a mindset piece. It's definitely a cultural, I don't know what the right word is, but something that's been passed down where we just automatically have this like negative gut reaction to insurance. So if we look at it on paper, just like what you were talking about with leveraging, it makes sense. It makes sense to have it in our financial journey as we're building wealth for sure. But what are some ways that we can kind of get around that mindset piece of not looking at it from this negative perspective?
So there are so many, first of all, there's so many misconceptions about life insurance. Number one, everyone almost just naturally equates it to death insurance. And that really isn't the case. It's life insurance. It's literally to protect the lives, you, your loved ones, for their future. So you're not, you know, it's not only for a single use to pay for the funeral or to pay for any debt that you leave when you pass. There are many other ways that life insurance can be served. But the interesting, I think the mindset issue is always centered around the idea that if you talk about life insurance, you're talking about death. And when you talk about death, it's almost like you're causing it to happen, right? Yeah. And that isn't the case. It's not like we talk about something and it just, you know, happens. We're not manifesting, as my teenager would tell me, we're not manifesting death. We're manifesting really protection when we're talking about life insurance. So going back to our previous example of car insurance, when we talk about buying car insurance, we're not saying, we're not manifesting a car accident. We're not saying we're going to get totaled on the freeway. We're saying, hey, we're going to protect ourselves from the potential of an accident, and that we know that we are completely protected. Everyone will be okay no matter what. And that's the exact same thing. So we just have to change the way that we look at it and really look at it as what it says. It's life insurance. It's for living. It is not just for death. So when we're talking about, even internally here at Life Happens, we look forward to a specific month of the year. It's September and it's Life Insurance Awareness Month. And we do a huge campaign where we spread a positive message about life insurance and the fact that ownership is the best way to show someone that you care about them. And this year we've partnered with Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child. Yeah. And she's a businesswoman, a mother, an entrepreneur, an actress. She does it all. And we partnered with her because we felt she was exactly the right person to bring this message, this positive message about ownership of life insurance. She said, when I want to talk about this, I want to talk about it as this is a positive step that you can take. So we're excited to share that in September, and we're going to be sharing that throughout the year, but also just making sure that people educate themselves. Stop putting it to the side. Educate yourself on it, and it won't have this fear factor where you don't even want to talk about it. Talk to your loved ones. You're not alone. Also, yes. The pandemic has made us all revisit our mortality, right? We're all looking at it straight in the face. And we know that a quarter of people, even more than a quarter, almost a third of people are reaching out to their spouses, their partners, and saying, hey, we need to talk about life insurance. So you're not alone. Just start talking about it. Talk about it in the positive as a positive step and take action.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I always tell everyone listening to this show that if there is a difficult conversation around money that you know you need to have, like, set the scene, right? Like, let's get a beverage or our favorite meal or go somewhere fun. Like, let's at least try to add some environmental stimuli in here that's going to maybe pull the, you know, the pressure off a little bit, because we talk about things like emergency funds all the time. And if we look at that, that sort of has a negative connotation because it's there for emergencies, but we just don't have that stigma around it. So we could talk about emergency fund all day long, and it's not like a triggering word for some people. But I know that insurance really is. So we got to just create a scene and an environment where we can have these conversations.
Exactly. And again, going back to thinking that you're alone in this, about 2/3 of people said that they are confused about the type of insurance or how much insurance to buy. So you are not alone. If you're thinking that you're the only person that has no clue what they're doing, you are absolutely in the majority. And even for myself, I've been in the life insurance industry for over 18 years now. I don't go buy life insurance on my own. I talk to a professional. So I have a financial professional that helps me with my plans because I have multiple insurance plans and I have it for myself, my husband, my 2 daughters. Everyone has a plan because everyone has a future that they need to protect. And I work with them and it changes. It's not something that's kind of like, okay, done and you forget about it. It's something that evolves with you because we're continually evolving. But as long as we're just starting those conversations internally at home, that's the first step. And then again, go to an expert. Find a financial professional that you trust, that relates to you, that understands you, and get it done. It's the best time to do it too. It's just so much easier than it's ever been.
Right. Just pull off the Band-Aid.
Yes. Yeah.
You talked about how much life insurance you need. And I know we've talked about this in our previous episode, but I want to go there again because this is always the most asked question. So are there any good rules of thumb for us to figure out how much we need and maybe how much is too much? Like, what is that sweet spot?
That's great. So I'm going to start saying there is a general rule of thumb and I'm going to give it to you so you can just start from there. So number one, take your annual salary and times it by 10. That's it. So easy peasy. You look at what income you bring in, times it by 10, and you've got some coverage that will protect your loved ones for 10 years is basically what you're replacing, income. Now, if you want to go a little more in depth and really protect what you know is out there other than just bringing back income, like, you know, taking care of debt when you pass away, or even protecting someone that's a co-signer on your debt, or leaving a legacy to, say, a favorite charity or a church. That's when you get a little bit more creative and start figuring out, okay, well, what exactly does that insurance product look like? And, you know, you can start looking at, first of all, go to lifehappens.org because we have a great life insurance needs calculator that'll help you kind of put in some of your assets, some of your debts, some of your goals for your children, let's say, if you're looking at college payments for them. And that can give you another starting point. But again, the best thing to do is talk to a financial professional because they'll help you create a plan that encompasses the right mix of products. You know, I will say for your audience, you know, at the millennial age, term is a great product. It's so inexpensive, so easy to get. It should be literally a check the box and you're done kind of thing. But then as you get older, you get more assets, you get more debt, you get more family dependence. You want
stuff.
Yeah, you get stuff, a lot of baggage, fun baggage, but baggage. You want to protect that. And that might require different types of life insurance and different types of financial products. And they can give you a great mix that scales up, scales down, and also changes along with your life journey and your financial journey.
That's great advice. I love that. And I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about disability insurance, which isn't something we've talked about a lot on this show, but I know from being a certified financial planner that your paycheck is your most important asset. So your ability to work and earn a living, I mean, that's how we pay for all of our stuff. And there isn't as much talk about disability insurance. And there's a lot of confusion thinking like, well, doesn't my work pay for that? Or, you know, there's a lot of confusion around that. Tell me a little bit about disability insurance. Like, what is it and why should we even be concerned with this?
Great. So you said it. Disability insurance protects your ability to earn a living. So your ability to bring in that paycheck monthly, biweekly, because you are potentially you know, you could potentially get sick or you potentially could get hurt and not be able to go into work, to go into the office or hop on that Zoom call at home if you're still remote. So what you want to do is protect that ability with an insurance product, and that is called disability insurance. It typically replaces a portion, a percentage of your earnings. So it's not going to pay 100% of your earnings. It pays a portion of it, and it helps you pay your bills, and it could also supplement any other income that you get. Disability insurance has two main categories. So what you want to look at is there are two types of DI, disability insurance. Number one is short-term disability, and the other is long-term disability. Short-term typically covers you for a few months, maybe 3 to 6 months. If you are a woman and you were pregnant, you probably went on short-term disability while you were recovering from your pregnancy. And then long-term covers you beyond that. It covers you typically for a portion of income for many years. And even sometimes, if you get the right product, it can cover you all the way till you retire, your retirement age. So it's a great product to have. The interesting comment you said about, do I have it through my employer? You may. And I will say, if you do, take advantage of it. It is an incredible employee benefit. So make sure you ask your HR department, go and ask them, do we have disability insurance through my employment? And if so, do I have all the right paperwork? Did I already sign up? What is it? Take a copy of everything and put it in your files. That's number one. But if your employer doesn't provide DI, or you probably need more DI, disability insurance, to supplement what percentage that short-term disability would protect you with, then you want to talk to a financial professional, because what you want there is your own individual policy. And what they'll do with that individual policy is it's portable, meaning it's not tied to your employment. So you can take that and change jobs, and you still have the protection of that individual policy. So it's a really nice policy to have, in addition to your employer-paid or employer-sponsored disability insurance. And I'll throw one other little caveat to this, because everyone needs to consider this, given what we've lived through over the last year and a half. We've seen, I don't know how many millions of people lose their jobs or change jobs. And so that means that any employee benefits that you had, like disability insurance paid by your employer or provided by them, is no longer yours. It's gone. And so you lost that coverage. So that's why I keep saying you really want to make sure you have the right mix of products. And typically, always take advantage of anything that your employer will give you. That is just, that's icing on the cake. Grab it, fill out any forms. Those are great. And then add to it with your own individual policies. And I'll throw another website from Life Happens that you should visit. It's the Life Happens Disability Insurance Needs Calculator. And that will also help you just get an estimate of what type of level of disability insurance you're looking at to protect yourself if you're looking for 60% of your income to be replaced by this insurance product or more, and what that would look like.
I love calculators. I'm so glad that you throw them out. They're really fun.
And they're quick, right? It's like 5 seconds, and at least you have a starting point, so you know where you need to be thinking, what are the questions you need to ask a professional. At least you're not going in blind.
And I'm going to probably say something that's I'm not going to say controversial, but maybe like a little asterisk mark. I know from being a financial professional that a lot of times the workplace benefits maybe might cost you more than an individual policy, but to what you're saying, you know, grab what you can get and then look elsewhere. There are so many different places you can get life insurance, disability insurance,
yes,
and shop the rates, see what you can get. You know, this is your financial journey. So I want people to feel really empowered to look around, do the research. I mean, this is all part of it, but I'll throw that little caveat out there.
That's great. No, that's great. And it's true. You really do want to shop the rates, but the first thing you want to do is make sure you're doing it. Take action, yes. Right? Don't just talk about it. Do something about it, because especially for disability insurance, it's so interesting because you're right, we don't talk about it as much, but the risks are much, much higher than they are for life insurance. So when you're looking at someone in their 20s right now, you as a 20-year-old have a 1 in 4 chance of becoming disabled by an accident or an illness before you reach retirement age. So your likeliness to need disability insurance is 1 in 4.
That's crazy. That statistic blows my mind all the time.
Yep.
Because I can think about like 4 people, and to think that one of us will need it before retirement age is crazy. I mean, that's a high probability if we're looking at probabilities.
Exactly. And take a lesson from me. About 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I got very ill. I had a miscarriage and got extremely ill, went into the hospital and needed blood infusions and everything. Yeah. And that scared the bejesus out of me. And I came out of there thinking, if I had become disabled, what would I have done? Because all I had was a small group policy and my family really depended on me. I was the major household income earner in my family. And I knew that my family would not be living at that same level of life. And, you know, my kids' extracurricular activities and even my husband, I just didn't know what we would do. So I ran after that and I recovered. I said to my insurance agent, I said, I need more DI. If this ever were to, you know, disable me, we would have lost our house. So do it before you need it. That's the big, big lesson from me. And that's the same with life insurance. Do it before you need it. Don't wait until you get diagnosed with an illness or chronic illness or diabetes or something. Do it when you're young and healthy because the rates are incredible for you. Right now, those rates are the lowest they'll ever be. They're only going to go higher for you because you're going to be older. You might get diagnosed with something later, and you just don't want to be in that position where when you need it, you can't get it.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. I mean, I think that always, whenever there's a personal story shared, that always brings it to life. And since we last talked, you're now the president and CEO of Life Happens. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And I can imagine that your journey as a female leader in the finance industry, because I know a little something about the finance industry, has been a journey. We'll just probably leave it at that word. But tell me a little bit about how you got here. And I would imagine that some of the experience you're sharing is what led you to a company like Life Happens.
Absolutely. So graduated college thinking that I was going to go international because I've always lived internationally. I thought that would be my role. And then realized I was better at numbers than I was as a diplomat is what it was. I was a little bit too headstrong for that. So I went back to school, got some certifications on top of my bachelor's, and went the finance route. And then Life Happens recruited me, and it was just the perfect mix. Life Happens has the mix of the good that we do. It's a nonprofit, so an incredible mission to just educate people and help them provide their families with financial protection. That feels great to me. And then also being able to handle the finances, to be able to create new programs and technology, and talking to your audience. It's incredible. But to your point, the financial services industry is interesting. It's been typically an older industry. So there's a lot of, not a lot of diversity. So for me, as a female leader of an organization that's been around for over 26 years, I was very unique. And I think you are too. You probably are unique when you go and meet other advisors. The great part about that is I see it as a plus. I stand out, you stand out. And as female leaders, that I think is an advantage of ours, right? That we can come into a room and not be just one of a million. We actually look different and we think differently. And we bring diversity of thought, diversity of look, diversity in all respects. And it's great. And I think Interestingly enough, the pandemic has opened up the financial services industry's eyes to the need to be more diverse. And I'm seeing a lot more initiatives where they're bringing in people from the Black American communities, from Asian American communities, and also even from ourselves, from Life Happens Respect. We are creating so much more content that resonates with each community so that we break down any myths or misconceptions that might happen within those communities. So it's been a journey, but it has been an enjoyable journey. And I would say that if any of your female listeners are listening and saying, oh my God, I'm in an industry that doesn't accept diversity, take it as a plus. You really do. You look like the unicorn. So take that and run with it.
Yeah, I've been on this personal mission to empower people to really own their authenticity, own what yes. makes you unique and different, and find resources out there to help you no matter where that puts you. So I love that you're doing that at Life Happens. That's so fantastic. We need as many financial resources as we can possibly get. All right, so we're here in 2021. We now know, of course, very, very obviously that life can throw a lot of curveballs at us. What would be our action plan as we leave this episode around life, disability insurance? Even if we're just like, well, maybe I'm moderately interested, what would you tell us to do?
Okay, so we're going to go back to the basics of your financial journey. So starting off, number one, get that picture of your financial health right now. And then number two, start creating an emergency fund. I know you mentioned it at the beginning of this conversation, but you have to create that emergency fund. It's what's going to tide you over if something happens, like you lose your job or you need to change jobs or something breaks down like your car and doesn't allow you to get to your job. And I know in the previous pre-pandemic years, we said 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in that emergency fund. I will tell you that we created a study earlier this year in January, and we asked people that have survived a year of the pandemic, how many months did they really need in that emergency fund? And it was more like 8 months. So Don't stop building up that emergency fund. Keep building it and literally just automate it. Just create it so that it's a separate account. You don't touch it and it just keeps building every paycheck. You don't even see the money going there, but it's something that will protect you if the car breaks down or the dishwasher needs to be replaced, and continue building that financial plan with a professional. Go in, have that conversation, and especially for your audience, go and buy the term life insurance, number one, and talk about what permanent life insurance would look like for you. Start thinking about those two products and then also disability insurance. These products, like we said, are going to let you leverage minuscule amounts of dollars, especially at your age, so that you can protect yourself with many more thousands of dollars, and not just protect you, but your loved ones.
Fascia, as always, this has been so amazing, such great tips and information. And if somebody is a calculator lover like me, tell them where they can go to find everything on Life Happens.
Great. I loved it. So if you're looking to learn more about life insurance, disability insurance, and other products like those, go to lifehappens.org. You'll find our calculators. You'll find videos of other people just like you who leverage this type of insurance product, and it saved the day. And then reach out to an agent. We also have an agent locator that you can use on our website, or ask friends and family. We know you're online researching your own financial information. Ask your friends and family, who are they using? Who connects with them? And start reaching out. Find the one that works for you and start that plan now today.
I really like the word journey. And I'm a big advocate of protecting your money along the way. I think that journey is a word that just really epitomizes money, because it's up, it's down, it's backwards, it's forward. It's a journey. And we have to learn to love the journey. If you're interested in learning more about life and disability insurance, you can easily go to lifehappens.org. They've got a ton of resources, calculators, and so much more to get you educated. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, share it with friends, family members, anybody who you think needs to know a little something more about the financial journey. You can head to the show notes for a link to Life Happens and also to our episode sponsors. And be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button to make sure you never miss an episode. I'll see you back here in a few days with a brand new one.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.